I want to speak to Northern Ireland striker Josh McGuinness. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you keeping?
All is very well, Josh. Tell me, you never smoked in your life, did you?
No, never. Not a chance. I wouldn't be able to get away with it with trying to do what I wanted to do and be a footballer. So smoking for me wasn't an option.
Top man. You've played for many clubs, Josh. You play for Northern Ireland with Charlton and all of that. And mad keen to get us out and running, to get us involved in the marathon.
I am, yes, ManCup. It's the official charity for the Deep River Rock Belfast Marathon. So anything I can do to help and get people out of their seat at home and donate for a great cause would be absolutely fantastic.
Would you be allowed as a footballer to actually run a marathon, or is there some rule that says, no, you're not allowed to do it because you might pull a hamstring or something?
No, to be honest, normally in the in-season when I'm playing my games and stuff, it would probably be a no-go, but when you're off for the summer, it would normally be okay. But unfortunately, at the end of the season, you've got sort of end-of-season fitness test to make sure when you come back you have a level baseline, and mine seemed to coincide with the marathon, so I won't even be able to show my face, but my support will be there in other ways, so it's just a bit unfortunate.
Yeah, the ManCup charity, it's great that it is being highlighted so prominently with the initiative. And there are so many people the length and breadth of the country now who have got the miles up maybe to 18, 19, 20, 20 plus. To do a marathon, we should never take it for granted how much effort actually goes into it.
No, never at all, you know, because most people think that, you know, running the marathon is the main thing, which is fantastic, because that's where the advertisement, of course, comes for who you're running it for. But the event and everyone who puts their time and effort into it is absolutely, it's unbelievable. So anyone involved in a marathon and what it takes to go forward with a marathon is an absolute hero in my eyes. So it's just about whether you can't donate, then you can run a marathon, and you don't have to do it all in one. You can do the relay, which I've managed to been able to get in Eldrum College from Cumber. They're going to do it on ManCup behalf. So if you're feeling like you want to do it, not only for ManCup, but for any charity, which is, of course, fantastic, then feel free to do it, because it'll be a fantastic cause.
Absolutely. In the meantime, Josh, spotlight's very much on you as a footballer. Can we get the whole way to Russia?
Honestly, I think so, yes. I think, of course, we're in a very, very tough group, especially with having Germany, but we haven't conceded a goal yet, apart from getting beat off the Germans, which is no mean feat. And even at that, it was only two at their place. So with the sort of the taste that we had, and not only the team, but the country had, especially going to France, going to Russia is very much within our sights. So we just got to take one game at a time. Of course, you know, football's very unpredictable, but I don't see why there's any reason, if we give our all like we have been doing, that the results won't keep coming.
And I suppose football was put in perspective over the weekend, when I think the thoughts of people right across the country were directed towards Keith Palmer, who is a big fan of your club, Charlton Athletic. He was a season ticket holder, very brave constable who died at the hands of terrorism in London. That touches a heart, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it does. You know, I think it puts a lot of things into perspective. You know, I think especially now with the way you look at it, especially me as a footballer, you realise how fortunate you are with the job and the situation you're in when there's people who are actually putting their lives on the line on a daily basis, like Keith was at Westminster, and to have his life taken away at that is such a tragic event, especially the terrorism is something that especially, well, even for me, never mind his family, it's hard to get your mind around. So as you say, it was a very emotional day. Just unfortunately we couldn't get the win for him, just to top off the ceremony we had at the club. But as you said, it's right. You know, football's fantastic. It brings a lot of people together from a lot of backgrounds, and it seems to be an even playing ground for a lot of people across a lot of communities. So just hope that nothing like this ever happens again, because losing a life in any way, especially to terrorism, is not acceptable.
You've since managed to win the match over the weekend. How much do you enjoy playing for Charlton?
It was huge. You know, it was a no-brainer, really, when I found out that the opportunity came in the summer, when I was told that Charlton were interested. It's a huge club, and it was easy for me. You know, I felt that the development and where my career could go coming here, it was easy for me. So the clubs that made it happen, and then I made my way down south, and it's worked out so far.
Yeah, you've played in England, you've played in Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales. You've certainly been
Yeah,
you've played in them all.
I have, yeah. Like a stray dog. They call me a stray dog, I think, of the football world. But no, I've just been fortunate enough to play for all these teams, and the various areas and got to see the world, especially when Northern Ireland and the countries we go to. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, let me ask you one final question, because I support City, and City definitely have a problem at the moment with the goalkeeper. And they got rid of Joe Hart, and they brought in Claudio Bravo, and they have Willie Caballero, and none of it seems to be working. You actually used to be a goalkeeper. Do you not look around and think, I actually could have done better than a lot of the blokes who are between the sticks than the length and breadth of the leagues?
You want me just to ring up Pep Guardiola and say, look, I'm good with my feet, I'm good with my hands, get me back in net?
Well, would you give it a go?
If a situation arose in a game where the goalkeepers got sent off or something like that, then of course, then I would do it. It would all be good banter. But those sort of days of being a goalkeeper are long gone. I think it would be a bit rusty. I think it would be dropping more in even now than it did back then. That would force me to make the change.
Joyce, always good speaking to you. We'll tell people about the 2017 Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon Step Up for Men Cup 2017. We'll tell them more as the programme goes by. Thanks for coming on as an ambassador,
thank
Joyce.
You
thank
very
you.
Much. Cheers. Thank you very much for the time. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, fella. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's a great lad there. Josh McGuinness plays for Northern Ireland, plays for Charlton. 10 minutes to 10 is the time. Hashtag Step Up for Men Cup, the 2017 Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon, and it's getting closer. It is, and good luck to you if you are training for the real deal of the 26 miles plus, or indeed if you're taking part in the relay. Good on you. Whatever involvement you have, I'm sure it'll be good crack if the weather stays like this between now and May Day bank holiday.